kids here?
Right.
Here.
Yeah, that,
oh, how
not
cool
so
is
much
that?
Kids.
No,
young men.
Young men here. Speaks those things out, and that the word of the Lord has really been the mainstay and even a barometer of the things that happen in this home and in this couple's life, because they hear the word of the Lord and they respond in faith. Thank you, Lord, that they are teachable. Thank you that their hearts are open. And thank you, Lord, that they walk with you. Thank you for what they represent in the community in which they live and in the lives of the people with whom they walk, Lord. They represent strength. They represent reality. They represent faithfulness. And they are just the real deal, Lord. And I thank you that when people see them, they see the life of God. They see the depth of God. They see the love of God. And I just thank you for that for them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Saying, Lord, that you can extend the borders of your life, that you are a gift, that the gift that God has given you, the word of the Lord, the ability to teach, the ability to build other women, the ability to even help mothers and women, particularly young women who are married, that grace of God is on your life, really reach out and minister into these people's lives. And so I just hear the Lord saying, expand your borders and let those things happen. He's going to bring people. You don't need to go out and put up a sign. He's going to begin to bring people into your life and your sphere of influence that you're going to just begin to connect with. And you're going to begin to really start pouring into these people's lives. So you're just going to build natural relationships. This is one of the beautiful things about both of you, is that there's just this relational base where you love one another, you love your children, you love other people, and you have an ability to be friends with people and walk. And God is going to increase your influence, and he doesn't want you to say to yourself, oh, well, they don't really want to be my friend for that, because he really is going to be placing you in the lives of people to be teaching them and speaking to them and building them up. It's going to flow very naturally out of your life. Okay, I see you teaching Bible studies, I see you teaching child courses, I see you teaching discipline courses, and I see this as really being almost a correspondence to prayers that you've prayed, because you already know people that are around about you, and you see struggling with certain things that you just wish that you could get your hands on them so you could help them in some ways, and that the Lord is really going to begin to make those connections and open those doors for you. He wants you to let him do that, okay? He wants you to let your vision raise up to see yourself the way that he sees you. As someone that has known him, someone who does know him, someone who he loves, and someone who has been faithfully instructed by him and learned and assimilated all the things that he was getting you to learn. And therefore, you have become a resource of not only knowledge, but of life and practical living that people need to know. And so he wants you to let yourself see yourself walking in a place that you're not going to like feel more authority, but it's going to be a permission you give yourself to be someone who does lead and who does have a voice and who can give the things that God has given them to give. Okay?
and in their lives too, okay? Because even though they're transitioning, your mom already sees prophetic things. She sees things through you guys, and she wants to share those things with you. And because of, I know that you're all nice, obedient boys, but you are a boy. And so don't discount the things that she has to say to you, and don't discount the things that you have to say to them, okay, that you know are from the Lord. Because, you know, they're not going to hear you, or they're going to say, oh, that's just mom, or because, you know, you didn't do something right when they were five, and you wonder if you still really have the right to, you know, say those things to them, or if they're driving you crazy, or whatever children do to parents. Doesn't mean you're not wonderful kids, but you just drive us crazy sometimes. And so, you know, because there are things of wisdom in life that the Lord would give you to give them and speak into their lives still. So don't discount those things, okay? Step into that and let those things happen. And you'll know, because you know when it's just you, and you already know when it's the Lord. And you can tell even when you know somebody, whether it's the Lord or whether it's just you think this is a principle or something, okay? So trust Him and give those things, okay? And you boys open up your ears, because you're going to be able to tell the difference too, okay? Between when your mom's just nagging and driving you crazy, and when she's saying something to you, you really need to listen to, okay? Because you boys have sensitive hearts, and you have hearts that already have a tenderness in them towards the Lord. And even though there are some things that you don't understand, and some ways that you don't know if you want to walk in those ways, or you want to walk exactly as your parents have walked, there's already a place of relationship with you and the Lord, and there's a call that's in your life to know His love and to walk in His power and His strength, and He's going to beckon those things in you. And good news, the way He calls you to walk, and you in particular need to know this, may not be the same way He's called them to walk, but it's going to be His way of walking in you, okay? And you're going to be free to do it, all right? So you don't need to worry about rebelling. Or you don't need to worry about making them mad, because you see some things differently than they see them. Okay? You need to trust the Lord, and you need to trust them and share with them the things that you're seeing, because as you become a man, the Lord is laying His hand on you and causing you to walk the way He's called you to walk. Okay? And so there's going to be real strength in that and real validity in it. Okay? But don't let that cause there to be a division or a pushing away from them, or even pushing away from the Lord, because you can't see some of the ways that God is doing, some of the things He's already putting in your heart are things that He's put in your heart, okay? You just see that they're not things that are going to like, and so you think that you don't see how the Lord's in that, all right? So you just need to ask Him about that and let Him see, and let Him show you how He's in those things. And then you need to trust them, because these people, they're not aliens from another planet. They do hear from the Lord, okay? And they do love you, and they do, they are people who, when I say they hear from the Lord, I don't mean they're just Bible beaters. I mean, they have an ability to hear from the Lord. They probably are Bible beaters. But they have the ability to hear from the Lord and to see the things that the Lord is doing, and they want you to have all the things in life that God has for you, okay? And so you need to know that. Because at this stage in your life, you probably, more than any other stage in your life, think that your parents are aliens, and they don't get what's going on, okay? But these are parents that are going to raise you and love you, and who have only raised you and loved you so that you would be everything that Jesus had created you to be, all right? So you need to trust that. You need to trust that, too. But you trust that more than some other people do. So, anyway. You are a real man of strength, and you are a man of real ideas, and there are, I just see God opening up opportunities for you that are outside the realm of what you are currently doing, that are going to be in a financial field where you're going to be able to have business, and not only have business for yourself, but have business that brings other people in, and where there's money that's going to be. And I don't know if it's going to be supplementary or if it's going to be the whole thing that you do. But there are ideas rolling around in your head up there. And God is going to cause those things to come into a working plan. And you're going to be able to to almost bring something to market that's going to be able to make a way for you where there has not been a way in the past. You are a man who is going to be a resource to other people. I don't know if you've ever been a resource or if you've always been a resource, but you're going to be a resource in a new way to people. And you're going to, and it's going to be in the marketplace, and there's going to be things that God's going to open up to you. So don't be discouraged. You've not come to the end. You've not come to, it seems like one door after another is slammed in your face, but God is going to open things up to you and cause you to be able to walk forward. And I just see there being something created, some thing that you know already in your head, ideas that you've had that he's going to bring into a place of maturity so that, and that those things are going to be successful and you're going to be able to walk forward in those things. It's going to give you a lot of freedom, and it's going to give you a lot of safety. Okay? You've had a lot of bosses in your life. You have not appreciated or seen the grace of God or the talent that you have. And you have abided and yielded to their authority, and you have been a good witness. You've just borne that those situations correctly, that the Lord is going to open up places for you where you're going to be able to walk in greater liberty and receive reward for the talent that you have and even recognition for the things that you have. Okay? And where you're going to be able to lead other people. And that's kind of what I see for you. I really see you guys as being in the church and in the community, that your home's going to open up a lot more. You have a lot more influence over the young people that are brought into your house. And I just see the Lord really causing both of you to feel an affirmation of the grace of God that's in your life and what you have to give, because you are solid in that you have lived the life that God has given you to live. And you are, you're tried and true. And there's great wisdom and great depth in you, and the Lord is just going to use that in very relational, opening kind of ways where you're going to really begin to impact and build other people's lives. Okay, you have to see yourselves as more spiritual than you see yourselves. Okay, just because you don't have a collar or a title, that does not minimize the grace or the power of God that's working in you and through you, or the influence or the ripple effects of your life on the people around you. Okay. Cool beans. Tell me your name again.
John
Michael. Well, John Michael, I already kind of spoke to you. You are a creative, a talented boy. You are a very sensitive young man. You see things and you recognize things. If you walk into a room, you pick up all the undertows of what's going on, good or bad. And sometimes you think that you're so sensitive to other people, sometimes you, when you pick up on a negative response in somebody else, you think that negative response is directed towards you, and it makes you kind of shy and makes you kind of want to back off or makes you think that you're not liked. But in point of fact, most of the time when you feel negative energy from somebody else, it has nothing to do with you. They're totally in their own space. But there is a resonance and a sensitivity in you that picks up on the emotions of other people. And that sees what's going on. And the Lord would encourage you to begin to take those things that you're seeing and not let them focus in on you, but begin to say, okay, Lord, you know, what do I do? Or even begin to pray for people that you're feeling who seem to have that kind of hostility or have that negative stuff that's going on, because you could be a real conduit of blessing and that seeing and hearing, because you already have kind of this prophetic, this discernment of spirit gift working. And gift of discernment of spirits is a gift of the Holy Spirit that causes us to be able to know where something's originating from, whether it's from the Spirit of the Lord, whether it's from a human being, or whether it's from even a demonic kind of thing. And there are places where the Lord would really begin to use you in prayer to bring life and comfort in people's lives, because you just are so sensitive to what's going on. Okay? And he wants you to know that what you feel about yourself is not accurate, that he sees you as a man of intelligence and strength, and a man who is gifted, and a man whom he loves, that he has chosen for himself, and that he's already poured a lot of gifts into, even probably musical gifts and talents, and that he wants you to love yourself the way he loves you, and he wants you to see yourself in your future the way that he sees it. He doesn't want you to look at what's going on around you and say, I have a limited future because the people who walked before me have left the world go to hell in a handbasket and they destroyed all my opportunities, because you're not limited because of what the Lord has created you to do and because He will make a way for you. Okay? And so He really does love you, and you really are a pretty super cool guy. And a lot of this great sensitivity you have, God would really use that to cause it to be a real blessing to you and to other people. Okay? And so you need to know that. And I just want to encourage you in that. Okay?
Right.
Cool beans. Are you the oldest?
No.
Are you the baby?
Yes.
Yeah. Not that I really knew that word. I mean, you sound really spiritual, didn't it?
Oh, you discern.
I'm not trying to discern it at all. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel? Thank you, Lord, for Daniel. Thank you, Lord. May I touch you? I'm sorry.
I just chose to touch you about you. Middle.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you, Lord, for Daniel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. You know, you're just always ready. You're also a very sensitive and tender person, but you are one who really has a strong heart and upright heart. You want to do things right. You want to please other people. You're sensitive to other people, to their needs. You are self-sacrificing. You're willing to put other people before you, and you have a lot of love in your heart. And there is a real strong place in you where people can find safety, where they can come and share their burdens with you, and you don't rat them out and gossip about them or even belittle them for the things that are going on in your lives. So you have a lot of compassion for people. And yet, internally, you're strong yourself. I mean, you're upright, you're intelligent, you know that you have value, and yet you're humble. And there's just a real place of almost like a gift of a pastoring kind of gift. Now, I'm not calling you and saying you're going to be a pastor, but there is a place in your heart. We're meaning that that's going to be your occupation, that there is a gift in you to pastor the people of God and to gather people and to counsel them and to cause them to walk in places of strength. And so you need to anticipate that, you know, the Lord is going to just give you even more wisdom and more understanding. And that there's going to be a prophetic element to the things that you bring, that you're going to be praying for these people, and the Lord's going to give you insight. You're going to share things with them, and you're already a builder of people, but you're just going to be building people more and more and more all the time, okay? And being effective in it. You have a lot of love in your heart and a lot of compassion, and so you're just like a big tree that people can come under and sit and just receive comfort in life. And that's just going to be with you all your life. The Lord, don't be worried about your future, or don't be worried about your wife. Don't be worried about how you're going to support your family, because God's going to cause all those things to be revealed to you. Okay? He knows He has for you, and you don't need to be afraid of whether or not you're going to come upon that person at the right time, or you're going to be the person that she wants you to be, or that you're going to be alone, because you're not going to be alone. God's has already prepared someone to walk with you in your life. And so you can trust Him with that. You don't have to chase after it. You don't have to wonder about it. It's going to open up to you at the right time. And you are going to be able to walk with her. She's going to be like-minded and share the same callings and passions and desires that you have in your life. And there's going to be a good joining. Okay, so don't be afraid. Just trust the Lord with that part of your life. Okay? Because I think you know that you're called to unique things, and maybe you'll love somebody who won't want to go there, but that's not what the Lord is prepared for. If you trust Him, you won't be giving your heart away to people who won't walk with you. He'll open these things up at the right time, and you'll be joined with the right woman who will walk in the places God's called you to walk. And that's what I hear for you. You're a gift. Your life is a gift. You don't just have a gift. Okay, you guys all need to hear this, but you need to hear this. You need to hear this too. Your life, Christ in you, is going to be a gift. And your lives are going to be gifts to people. Okay, it's not just going to be that you're gifted, but your life will become a gift. Because He was a gift, and He lives in you. All right? Because
Jesus is not compartmentalized. He is integrated, and he's going to integrate all the areas of your life. Okay? I like you too. You're good. You're going to have all the wisdom that you need to have to do the big things that you know that you want to do. Okay? And your name is brother?
PJ.
PJ. Great name. What is it? Is it short? Are you Peter Jr.?
Peter Jr. Jr.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for Peter Jr. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for PJ. May I catch you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Don't be afraid, Peter, because I've seen your life, and I know the things I have for you, and they're for good and not evil. Don't worry that you won't measure up. Don't worry that you won't hit the mark. From this day forward, the voice in your head that has said to you over and over again, you won't hit the mark, you don't measure up, but you'll always be second. That voice ends for you today. And there is a place of standing in the life and the righteousness of God that you have received in Christ Jesus. I'm going to open before you an understanding of who I've made you to be and the ways I've called you to walk. And you're going to trust me. You already do trust me, but you're going to trust me. And you're going to walk in a way that is more confident. And you're not going to hang your head anymore. In the places and bouts of anger that you've had because you've been angry whenever you've been felt second and felt pressed. These things are going to lift off of you now, even in the name of Jesus, because the love of God and the revelation of Jesus is only going to grow in your life. And God wants to validate you today that he's created you uniquely for himself. And that even though you are a junior, he has made you not to be like the senior, but he has caused you to be uniquely fashioned to do the things he's called you to do, and he's going to cause grace to abound to you. You've struggled, and you've struggled and struggled in certain areas to master those things, and never let the fact that you've had to struggle, or you've had to work, or you've even had to go without cause you to feel second, because my grace is in you and upon you. And even in times in your life when you're going to walk and you'll feel like you're struggling, know that my grace is on you and that I am equipping you and enabling you in those times and those situations to do the things that you need to do. And that everything you need in regards to college and finance and education, however those things unfurl for you, I will make a way for you to do the things I've called you to do, says the Lord. And I am able to pay my own way and to cause you to have what you need to be the man I've called you to be. And so trust me in these things and just even begin to come and thank me for those things, because there are things that you need that I'm going to open up to you and make a way for you, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Safe and bold. Mm-hmm. The safety you're going to come into is going to cause you to be bold to do the things you need to do. And you're not going to have to be angry to do those things, okay? You're not going to have to punch back. You're just going to step into the solid resolve, because you're going to know that God has called you to do those things, and you're just going to be able to say in peace, this is what God's asked me to do, and this is what I'm going to do, okay? Because he frees you to do things he's called you to do. You don't have to fight to do those things. He frees you to do them. Okay?
Amen.
Tell me your name again. I am an airhead when it comes to names. That's why the name tags were so good.
Micah.
Oh, I love that name. Yes. I love that name.
She loved it a moment ago.
Yes.
Did you loved it a few minutes ago, too?
Oh, did I? I'm such a blonde. I really don't dye my hair. Thank you, Lord, for Micah.
Amen.
Thank you for, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for a guy who's good for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, that Micah is someone who is faithful, he is trustworthy, and thank you that once he enters into a task, he can hang on to it until it's done. I thank you, Lord, that his life is going to be lived, and he's going to be you're going to be like a marathon runner, that you're going to do things, and whenever you get into them, you're going to be able to go the distance, that you're going to hit the mark, and you're going to
you're going to be able to accomplish the things that you set out to do that are goals in your heart and things that you feel like the Lord has asked you to do, things he's created you for. You're going to have a lot of endurance. You're going to have a lot of peace. Your life is going to be marked and characterized by peace. You're not going to have a lot of angst. In fact, the most of the angst you feel is when everybody else gets uptight and you don't know why they're so upset about everything. God is going to just cause you to be one who has peace and who radiates peace to other people. You're going to be someone who really does lead other people. You don't see that now. You don't feel it now. You don't know how you could ever be a leader. But because of your ability to be faithful and to carry through, you're going to lead other people and cause them to come into places where they're able to be quieted in their own hearts and confident that they're going to be okay, and that's going to mark you as a leader because you're going to help people get to the places that they need to get. Okay? I think you're probably going to be pretty technical. You're going to be really good with computers or music or something like that, where you're going to have some real technical abilities and skills. The Lord is going to use that in your life, and you're just going to, I won't be surprised if you don't have some kind of job that where you're supported in those areas where you're able to use technical skills and abilities. You're going to be very successful in those places. And that's what I see for you.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
hearing. Y'all are great people, great family. Except for me and all my old ladies.
I've got two of us to do it too.
You're a gift, so you need to remember that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God bless you.
I'm going to get these out in a few days, the recordings.
Thank you. I can go.